Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. I think today's video is going to be a little quick, but I wanted to make sure that I gave you this clarity and understanding. So today is actually Friday the 13th, and there's been so many superstitions about the number 13 in general, but of course, Friday the 13th. There's so many movies and relationship to this and things that have been spoken throughout time that have made us become afraid of even the number 13, but more specifically of the day itself, I guess. And so I wanted to explain that we should know by now that our inner world is a reflection of our outer world. But, you know, whether or not this reality is trying to really prevent us from knowing our true self or not, you know, you can stick to that idea and then allow that idea to boil within you, or you can just be the type of individual that understands everything is present for a reason. And that reason is for you to see your truth. So the number 13 is actually the complete connection within the heart. As you collect all 12 aspects of deity, or all which correlate with the 12 cell salts through all of your moon cycles, you complete the circle. And there's a point in the center of that circle, which makes up the 13. This is also what it is to have during a Last Supper. All 12 people, including Christ, making up the 13th individual at the Last Supper. So yeah, we went through Easter, and this is making Easter combined. This is hooking everything up. And so I want to also give you a greater understanding about what Easter really signified. Of course, the crucifixion of Christ. Christ was put to death. And that is because at the center of his being, his heart, all of the energies that he accumulated was united at the central pillar of his heart. That means that all the energies are going to meet up there in our heart center, and they have to become stabilized. And I talk about that a lot. The energies must become stabilized. They must come together. All alpha and omega energies must come together and unify within itself. And that is what begins the process of opening the doorway to the true Kundalini energy. We don't rise or complete our ascension cycle until, of course, we get through all the levels of our initiation and work through all the of the spiritual bodies and all that good stuff. And when everything is maintained, when the Holy Spirit actually can sense that we have maintained ourselves, that the energies have maintained themselves, is when the energies drop back down to the base of the spine and are able to rise back up. But that's why the heart is so essential to our growth. Love is so essential to our growth. If we are feeling anything other than love in our heart, then that means that we have lots of impurities still within our mind, of course, within our heart, and of course, within our physical form in itself, our blood. Now, when energy is, you know, whether you're trying to study the energy or whatever is happening, it works through time. Time works through the blood. Everything in its own timing. You hear that phrase a lot. When your body is ready, that's when everything takes place. So when we are actually clearing ourselves, it does take time. Our healing goes through cycles and levels, and we're always going to go back You know, so it's been what, this is my opening of my fifth year of my cycle. I am still going to have glimpses of the very beginning of my awareness. So I go back into time. And then how have I healed myself from the very first point? And every single year, you have a greater understanding about the very first point. And you're able to hear it. Until we have greater understanding. Because when we are healing ourselves, we have to understand that we are healing ourselves. We're understanding something greater than our experience, than what we are going through. That's what true understanding is. Of course, and that also means that when we understand, we'll begin to know ourselves more and more and more. And we are building on this every single day, week, month, year, which works in time, of course, that we have created this invention of actual time. But time goes through our blood, the healing of our blood, the renewing of our blood. So when the heart is able to really maintain itself and has purified itself of all of negative form and energy, that's when the energy again is able to go to the base of the spine. And now, because we are at the 13th day of Friday the 13th, it's happening at a perfect time of us going into the full blood moon total eclipse in Scorpio. Whoa, what a mouthful. But also taking place in the sign of Taurus, the sun sign of Taurus. That means we are really ready for the energies to rise above the throat. That's what Taurus is about, which acts as the word. And you have to really understand what all of this means in your life, the greater understanding, the greater knowledge of the throat, and taking that proper doorway upwards. So it's the real marriage of the heart between the Holy Father and the Holy Mother, which allows the true rising of the Kundalini to open that doorway at the back of the throat. And so this is sometimes you get that choking feeling and it just happens out of nowhere. And I know you all know what I'm talking about. It's just, you just start choking, or there's just so much phlegm and buildup at the back of our throat. And we're like, I don't understand it. You know, we brush it off as, okay, we're just dealing with allergies here, or we're coming down with a cold. You know, my throat is, you know, I'm getting a sore throat, all kinds of excuses, instead of actually really trying to understand that this is what the word is made manifest. And it has to become pure. Adam and Eve must meet back at this point of our throat. Because they both fell. They took the knowledge of evil instead of evil in terms of mankind. But, you know, I see it as taking a doorway down so that they can learn about themselves. It's just it's taken time, so much time for both energies of Adam and Eve to finally want to come back to the higher ground, if you will. So this is highly significant. The crucifixion is not about killing off oneself, really. It is about killing off or putting to death all negative thought, energy, you know, forms of thought and energy, which prevent us from truly being in the center of love. And that being in the center of love is the purification that really takes place, that again allows the true, the Kundalini, the rising of the Holy Mother, to meet at the crown where the Father is. So I just wanted to tap in today and connect with you guys and give you guys this true wake-up call that, and keep in mind, be patient. Just because we are here at this doorway doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take place today, tomorrow, or the next. Time, and in your own readiness, there's going to be lots of clearing going on. The mind, through the ego, is going to have lots of things that are going to come up, making you feel a little bit anxious, even angry, bitter, all of these things. I have been feeling it. And every single moment, we have to choose higher ground by choosing love in order to make our way through that healing process. We're still healing, and we always will, until we become. And even when we become, there's still more. So be patient. It's all coming together. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.